This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Not looking for recognition and hoping to deflect credit to the families in his district, Representative David Taylor is being recognized for his tireless work in helping to defeat the state Supreme Court's Hearst decision. The Moxie Republican was named a legislative champion by the Association of Washington Cities and the Legislator of the Year by the Association of Washington Business. Taylor says the Hearst decision was flawed in so many ways.
Not only did I disagree with that decision, I'm here to tell you that that decision ignored roughly 100 years of water law in Washington State and literally hundreds of years of common law and Western water law prior appropriation doctrine.
Taylor says the court's decision was mind-boggling.
They had to ignore not only previous decisions, but they had to reinterpret water law. That's the only way you can reach that decision.
Yeah. Taylor says it was easy to see.
Let's just say Lance is finally going to retire and has decided that he and his lovely wife are going to build on a piece of property that's 5 miles out of town. They're going to put a well in and they're going to retire happily. They've already bought the land. They've invested half of their savings to do so, their retirement to do so, and now they can't put the well in. They own the land. They paid however much money they paid for it, and now when it's time to actually build the house, they can't drill the well.
House Speaker Frank Chopp also appointed Taylor to the newly created Joint Legislative Task Force on Water Supply.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.